From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Toyota could be facing more problems. The automaker's quality control executive says the company is looking into possible power steering problems with the popular Corolla and is considering a recall for the world's best-selling car. He says complaints about the Corolla are in the U.S. and are fewer than 100. Toyota's president says he's leaving it up to the company's North American executives to testify before Congress about safety lapses and that he will focus on beefing up quality control. President Obama marks a one-year anniversary of the government's Economic Stimulus Act today. NPR Scott Horsley reports.
Both the White House and independent economists say the $787 billion stimulus program has helped to cushion the impact of the recession and boost the nation's payrolls by as many as 2 million workers. But that wasn't enough to keep the unemployment rate from climbing above 10% last year. And even though job losses have slowed dramatically, the unemployment rate is expected to remain near that double-digit mark for most of this year. That's contributed to widespread skepticism about the stimulus, and polls show many Americans don't believe it's helped very much. Just over a third of the stimulus money has been spent so far. Administration officials say the pace of spending will pick up in the coming year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Insurgents are apparently using women and children in the fight going on in the southern Afghan town of Marja. One Afghan brigade commander says Taliban fighters are firing from compounds where soldiers can clearly see civilians. NATO and Afghan troops are in the fifth day of their campaign to regain control of the town. Researchers examining King Tut's mummy using modern DNA analysis and CT scans say he probably died of malaria and a bone disorder. The results of their study are in today's issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
The two-year study provides new details of the boy king's brief reign more than 3,000 years ago. Researchers found that King Tutankhamun had a deformed foot, which may explain the several canes found among his artifacts. He also suffered from a severe case of malaria, suggesting that pharaonic royalty were not immune from the everyday diseases that afflicted residents of the ancient Nile Valley. Researchers also identified other mummies as relatives of Tut. The study failed to find evidence for several speculative theories about Tut's life and death. King Tut, who ruled for less than a decade, has enjoyed a modern reputation that far exceeds his historical importance. The discovery of his tomb in the 1920s attracted worldwide attention, and artifacts from his resting place have toured the globe. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
World stock markets are gaining ground today. Most major European and Asian stocks are up following yesterday's 1.7% jump in the Dow. Oil prices are above $77 a barrel in overseas trading. This is NPR. Authorities are investigating what happened with a car that was being shown at an auction hall in North Georgia. The car plowed into a crowd last night and sent a dozen people to the hospital, including at least six with serious injuries. Terry Hogan was an eyewitness.
They just plowed through the door into the crowd. People was hurt bad.
The Georgia State Patrol says the accelerator apparently was stuck as the car, a Volvo, was being driven into the auction hall. Authorities say it's too early to speculate on whether charges will be filed. After winning the men's snowboard cross event at the Winter Olympics in Vancouver, the U.S. team was shut out from the women's final. From Cypress Mountain, west of Vancouver, NPR's Diana Douglas reports.
Lindsay Jacobellis came into these games with a lot to prove. She was way out in front at the border cross event in Torino 4 years ago and celebrated a little early on the last jump by grabbing her board. She fell right in front of the finish line and came in second. She didn't indulge in any tricks leading up to the final rounds this time and was a powerhouse going into the semifinal. But she stumbled coming down from one of the jumps, ran off the course into a flag, and was disqualified. Knowing that she would miss the final race, she reached down for her board in what she called a truck driver grab on the last jump for the crowds at the finish. The six times X Games border cross champion said she wanted to prove to everyone watching that she snowboards because it's fun. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Cypress Mountain.
The United States ended up being shut out of medals yesterday, falling into second place in the overall chase with eight. Germany is now up to nine medals. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.